This is the Supernova Advanced Training Center segment on Stair Step to the Stars with Rob Knapp.
Cindy, thank you very much. Stair Step to the Stars is a pretty simple concept. You get more of what you want when you help others get more of what they want. In your case, what you're trying to do is leverage your practice. We get pretty ethnocentric when it comes to our practice in terms of wanting everything for ourselves and hoarding our accounts. But in order to expand, we have to give up accounts, we have to give up control, we have to share with others, and we have to rely on others. It's the basic premise of leverage. So in what I recommend, when you focus on what's most important versus what's least important, meaning spending time with your best clients versus those that you really don't pay you enough to warrant your time, what do you do with the other accounts? Our suggestion is that you send them to the various advisory centers that are provided by your firms if they're available. If not, select a team or teams within your office to send them to. Now, sometimes people say to me, well, there isn't anybody. Well, that's a longer term problem for your office. Sometimes you're in a very small area and your market just won't support another team. But the majority of times, it's just a matter that somebody hasn't seen the growth opportunities that are in your market. So with a little encouragement and the right initiative, you can find someone in your market to hire. And so once they're hired and up and running, then you can train them to do Supernova just like you have done Supernova. So the idea is that the stair step to the stars, the idea is that different people have different minimums, but they all provide the same service. And that's the basic premise of what we do. Everybody gets high quality service, but not everybody can work with you. So what we do is let's say, for example, your minimum is $2 million. Now then you might have, if you're in a larger metropolitan area, you probably have people with minimums that would stair step down from 2 million to 1.5 million to 1 million to 750,000 to 500 to 250. So that would be a typical stair step. And what you want is a qualified person on each step. And the good news is that you're helping each one of them grow their practices. At the same time, they're giving you the opportunity to grow yours by giving you more time. So when someone comes to you and your minimum is 2 million and they have 1 million, certainly a nice opportunity, but you don't see it as a real growth opportunity. That's it. That's all they're going to have is 1 million. It's a rollover. You assign them then to the person that has the $1 million minimum. And it's a very professional handoff. The idea is that they will feel comfortable knowing that it's like a law firm, that each partner deals with different problems, different people, different situations, different expertise. So you've been referred to that person, you graciously give them an interview, and then you determine that they are not suitable for you. And that's simply what you tell them at that point. Very graciously tell them, at this time, your practice is designed for a different reason. You're in business to help executives with their problems, and this happens to be a widow or something. And so what you do is simply suggest that there is a person that specializes in helping people just like themselves, that is highly professional, that you've done business with for a long time, and that you know that they will do a terrific job for you, for this client. Now think it through ahead of time so you have the right words. But it's very important that that person be handed off immediately and that other person be available. Once you've handed them off, that person simply goes through and interviews them, and if they're suitable, they then do business together. What you worry about with Supernova is this: as you grow your practice, that you will outgrow clients, and you will. And so you need someone below you that's going to be giving Supernova service. And so that's why we created this kind of perpetual machine where you're constantly raising your minimums, everybody else is moving their minimums up, and gradually everybody increases their business and is very happy with the process, but everybody is giving Supernova service. Now, what does that mean? Everybody gives financial planning, 1242, and rapid response to problems. So that's your minimum requirement when suggesting to another team that they will be part of this Stair Step to the Stars. So I suggest that you have those teams that you are want to work with go through the Supernova training, become Supernova qualified and certified, and then return, then you assign them accounts. This is particularly important when you're handing off your own accounts. Reassignments from other people or referrals is certainly easier than when you have been spoiling a client with Supernova service and then you're going to hand them to somebody that isn't going to call them regularly. This is pretty bad situation. So you want to avoid that, and the only way to do it is to make sure that you've built this network of partners that will, in fact, give them excellent service. Now, I don't recommend that you do a sharing arrangement because I don't want you to have to provide compliance supervision over these accounts once you've reassigned them. There's nothing worse than being dragged into court for something that you didn't do because your name is on the letterhead. Your name is on the statement. So I recommend that you reassign the client completely, but sometimes that's hard for people. So doing a sharing arrangement with a sundown provision, meaning over, say, a three-year period, certainly makes more sense. Permanent sharing arrangements, I don't really think they work as well because the person's interests are not aligned with yours. They really want that, you know, focus on accounts where they're getting paid 100%. I think that the other advantage of this generosity is that when a client has $50 million and you have the experience of working with those type of clients, there's a reasonable probability that they will ask you to partner with them and help them to close that business, especially if you've been assigning them accounts on a regular basis. This is a different way of thinking about the business, but one that has worked. I've worked with it. It has worked. It is kind of an open system of trust in an office. It generates a great deal of energy and enthusiasm and teamwork within the complex. So we can talk about other ways of creating that kind of environment, but Stair Step to the Stars is a terrific way to ensure that your trusted clients are going to get excellent service. So that's it from today. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.